Nando's, the home of Peri Peri Chicken. Judged, marginalised, and misunderstood. The uncomfortable questions you've always wanted the answers to. No questions are off limits. Fifi Fevan Byron's Do You Mind If I Ask?
Yes, that time, Fief, we like to do this. Do you mind if I ask?
Yes. Now, today we're going to find out a bit more about swinging because people know about swingers. There was a very famous movie called Swingers. But what's it actually like to be in a relationship where you swing? And we're joined by Lawrence and Jess. Thank you so much for joining us, guys.
Hello.
Hi.
Now, I want to start by asking, and 131060, remember, this is a segment where you can ring and ask any question that you're just curious about. I have to start by asking, how did you end up swinging? Did you meet via a swinging website, or were you in a relationship and one of you went, hey, why don't we open this door?
So the way that I started was Lawrence was very open from the first date. He explained that he'd been in a swinging relationship prior to me, and it was something that he was very interested in, and we sort of travelled into swinging together.
Yep. So you both swing. So you get both walk into a swingers club, which you've got. Is it called Our Secret Spot? Is the place that you go to? Is that right? So you go in there and...
They founded it.
They found it. So Lawrence doesn't like a certain couple, but you're right into this dude. And you're like, I want to get involved. Who makes that decision?
So we make a decision as a couple. We never take one for the team. So if I particularly like somebody...
I wouldn't be good at this.
Well, from previous experience, we do realise if somebody does take one for the team, it doesn't ever work out well. So we make sure that we're both across the couple and we both like them equally.
I think, and this is something that I'm curious about, and I imagine other people have thought about who've never been in this situation. How do you combat feelings like jealousy, whereas you'll be in the situation and it's unfolding? Do you ever feel feelings of jealousy where you think, oh, I don't want to see my partner in that situation? I wish they were with me.
I mean, jealousy is definitely a thing within the lifestyle, but when you look down at it, it's more insecurities in yourself and the way that you're feeling. So if you can reflect on that during the situation, you can generally work through that jealousy.
Ooh, I don't reckon I'm a jealous person, but if I seen Schnooksy having a go with another guy, I reckon I get pretty upset. Now, guys, do you do it together or do you go off to separate rooms?
We do it mostly together, but you can do it separate rooms. But different strokes with different folks, so everyone has a different style.
So if you turned around to Jess and said, hey, I'm going to go in a room by myself with old mate Fifi over here. Just say, for instance, if there was a girl named Fifi, would you get jealous, Jess?
No, I wouldn't get jealous. Maybe previously when I was a little bit younger in the swinging lifestyle, but as long as we communicate prior to it happening, I'm more than happy for it.
And then now we are going to open the phone lines, 131060, if you've got any questions for Lawrence or Jess about the swinging lifestyle. And just quickly, I wanted to ask either of you, have you ever developed feelings for somebody you've been intimate with and thought, oh gosh, I'd actually really love to see them again, and maybe you've had to stop yourself because... I could develop an emotional attachment.
No, for us, and I think a lot of people, that there are you see people again and again. We have some very close friends, and all our close friend network is people that we've met in the club or swinging. And we do have an emotional attachment, and it's not like a conventional we love them kind of let's move in together,
run off together and buy
a puppy. It's you know, we share a lot of our lives together, and it's not just sex; it's everything.
So last question for me, guys.
Fev had a long list.
I've got a longer list, but I'll just end it with this one. So, guys, if Byron and Fev
again,
and myself,
the names you're using is
no. I'm just saying that. Listen to what I'm going to say, and we go out
the three of us, and we go out
for dinner. Mm-hmm. Now, when you go out for dinner with your swinging mates, does everyone think we're going back to play Nude Twister, or is it just a dinner? Can you just have that?
Keys in the bowl.
Yeah, no, we just have dinner. Like, we'll go out to the movies and grab some dinner, and it's just a regular friends going out for movies and dinner or whatever it is. Usually, if playing's going to happen, it's kind of something that's talked about beforehand.
Oh, so it's plans. It's never spontaneous.
It can be spontaneous, but that depends on the closeness of your friends.
Well, hang on a second.
Spontaneous sex is good. But when it's planned, but if you're sometimes swinger, the build-up is not as good as the performance.
You were acting very naive before, and now you're very advanced. Yeah, 131060.
Fifi is sharp.
Yeah. We've got Lawrence.
Don't worry about that, Lawrence boy.
And Jess, give us a call, 131060, if you want to ask Lawrence or Jess anything about swinging.
Yes, they are the founders of OurSecretSpot.com.au. We will we'll come back to your calls. Do you mind if I ask? On
but Byron wants to be a part of the swingers,
no,
but he hasn't got a partner.
Let's take a break.
How do you help him?
Let's
out?
Take a break.
101.9 The Fox.
Judged, marginalised, and misunderstood. The uncomfortable questions you've always wanted the answers to. No questions are off limits. Fifi, Fev and Byron's Do You Mind If I Ask?
The lines are open. This week on Do You Mind If I Ask, Fifi, it's the world of swinging.
Yes, and we're joined by Lawrence and Jess in a happy, committed relationship, and they swing. In fact, they've got their ourSecretSpot.com.au website where you obviously have a community of swingers. Now, we're joined by Miranda from Preston. Hi, Miranda.
Oh, hi, guys. My question for you was, do people really put keys in a bowl?
Yeah, good question. Love that question.
We get this question a lot from people who haven't done it before. No, that's never happened. We've never seen it. It is a myth.
Right.
It's something that's, I don't know, just come from some bygone era of the 60s. Maybe it happened once in a movie and then people think that that's the way it rolls.
Lawrence, no, I'm asking you. Fev and I are fighting over who gets to ask the next question, but I want to get this out. Mm. What happens in the environment, so you all swingers, if you are approached by someone and you're not interested, is there a polite way of rejecting people in the swinging community?
Give his keys
yeah,
back.
Just like anything else, anywhere else where you get advanced on or flirted with, you just say, no, thank you, I'm not interested.
Another question.
Oh, gosh, Fev's got one.
I was going to ask that. I was going to ask keys, but it's gone out. Hey, so if, just say, Fee and I rocked up, right? I'm just using that.
No, it's fine.
And
yeah.
We're not together. Will you still partake in a
We're not there to pass judgment on anyone's relationship
so
status.
So you don't have to be partners?
No, you don't have to be. But as long as, you know, you understand that you're there together and then there's an expectation that...
to watch? If I'm there with
Fee. But again, these are just names, Fee. It's not you. These are just two.
You just want to grab Lawrence and Jess by yourself.
No.
I'll sit in the corner with my popcorn and watch a movie.
No, I was just imagining if you went there with a friend.
I'll take my bloody keys.
If you went there with a friend and
yeah,
then...
Yeah, we get all sorts of combinations.
We had to watch each other.
So we get, you know, married couples. We get boyfriend and girlfriend being together for a couple of years. We get...
colleagues.
And then we get Tinder dates coming on their first Tinder date. Coming.
Oh, my God.
Really? Okay, now we are hogging. We're hogging Lawrence and Jess. We really have to
This is a very good subject.
Yeah, okay.
Because we're really trying to help Byron out because he's single. Could he go into there by himself? Do you take just single people?
Fev, I'm not rocking up there on my own.
I'm
we're fine.
In regards to single men, unfortunately, we don't. We do have a designated night for single men.
He's old.
Age is definitely not an issue. But we do allow single females and couples.
No, there would be far too many single dudes who just wanted to roll up, Fev. Like,
yeah,
you can't have that.
You can't just discriminate and say, I'm just going to have
well,
sex
can.
With girls and not men. How's that fair?
It's a weight of numbers, wouldn't it, guys? I mean,
what's happened now, Lawrence and Jess, is Fev's going to the ombudsman to challenge us. Anyway, let's move on. We've got Gary from St Kilda East. Hi, Gary.
Hello, everybody. G'day, Jess. Loz, how are you?
Good, thanks.
Hi.
Yeah, just wondering, guys, what are the rules of swinging?
The rules of swinging are whatever you make them between you and your partner. So everyone has a different style, whether you just watch or be watched, you play with others. It really depends on you, and then it boils down to the communication you have as a couple.
Because there would be cheating in swinging, wouldn't there? I mean, because you can still cheat as a swinger and get yourself in all sorts of trouble, surely.
Yeah, you can, definitely. I mean, you can cheat in any facet of your life. So, yeah, as long as the communication is open, that's probably the best way that you're going to be able to establish workable ground rules between you and your partner. And
you two would have to be pretty comfortable in how much you love and appreciate each other, wouldn't you? There's got to be a lot of trust.
Yeah, definitely.
It's amazing. It's actually pretty. It's pretty amazing.
Liz from Mulgrave. Hi, Liz.
Hey, how you going?
Good, Liz. What would you like to ask our swingers, Lawrence and Jess?
Lawrence and Jess, I'd love to know if you think that the divorce rate would be less if more people were swingers.
Well, that's hard to say. But like when you see like studies about divorce, it's usually about, number one is about infidelity or sex, and the other one's about money. So maybe if people were a bit more open about what they were interested in, you might have a lower divorce rate, but that's obviously
hard
to say.
Gee, rich swingers would do well, wouldn't they?
Have a look at Lawrence and Jess. They love each other. They're swingers. They've got their own place.
Yeah.
They're rich and getting it on.
They've worked it all out.
Nailed life.
Well, weren't they good sports? Guys, we really appreciate you coming in. Lawrence and Jess.
Take some notes, Byron.
OurSecretSpot.com.au. AU is the community. They've obviously got their own club as well. And I thought answering all those questions and Feb's 74 questions, they were very good with it.
They were great. Thank you so much.
We'll see you in court, Feb.
I think Lauren said granddaddy.com for you, Byron. Yeah, okay.
the out was his thing about you in court. It was a funnier line.
It was the granddaddy.
Okay, no, probably not.
101.9 The Fox. The Fox.
Hey, this might be interesting for anyone who's kept their toys from the 80s and 90s and maybe early 2000s. They've just released some information about toys that you've kept that are now really, really valuable. So
I had my football monster, Boxy.
What was that?
It was a big gridiron guy with massive big craters on his face, and he was like green, and he had this big helmet. He was the ugliest thing you've ever seen. And I loved him.
I wonder how much he'd go for, because I've never heard of him.
Yeah, the big football monster it was called. I loved it. I used to sleep with it.
Do you remember skateboard smash-ups? I don't know why. They were grotesque. Right. They're probably illegal now.
Right.
But they were around sort of like mid-90s, and they were little miniature...
Skateboards?
No, they were figurines, but they were kids who'd had really bad accidents on skateboards.
Oh, yes.
And they were all smashed up.
I wonder why they didn't take off.
I had the wrestling figures.
Now, Hot figurines. Wheels.
Oh, the thumb wrestlers.
For anyone playing along in the car who might want to know whether they've got cash at home in their toy bins, Hot Wheels, there are some Hot Wheels cars, and most people at some stage in their life have had them.
Yep.
You can get $1,000 for some of those cars. Ooh. Power Range figures. You can get $200 for one of your...
What about figurines? I used to have figurines. I reckon I've still got them. I had Hulk Hogan, the Ultimate Warrior, who's passed away. King Kong Bundy, who just died a couple of days ago.
That'd be worth something.
I've got him.
Maybe. Fair.
Andre the Giant.
You still got these?
I've got the ring, yeah.
Where are they?
I think Mum's got them in her house somewhere, packed away in a box with all my other stuff.
In the box?
Just check, because I'm not saying Kaz is like Pearl, but... Sometimes mums decide, I don't know, when you're 38, that they don't need to keep your toys, so they get rid of them.
She keeps them.
Tamagotchis, $600 if you hung on to your Tamagotchi.
Tamagotchi? Did you have a Tamagotchi?
Yeah, I did have a Tamagotchi.
Mate, I used to try to keep that thing alive.
I know.
And then it died. It'd be freaking heartbreaking.
This is the one I can't get over, though. And Fev, you had a Cabbage Patch doll recently.
That was unusual.
If you've got a Cabbage Patch doll from the 80s... $3,000.
$3,000.
I had about eight of them.
I've got a niece, Jason's kid, Penny, that looks like a cabbage patch. I might sell her for $3,000.
101.9 The Fox. The Fox.
Channel 10, I think, have announced their new Bachelor. But I wasn't sure. I won't lie. Remember, now I tell you, Fev, that when I wake up first thing at about 4:15, I read the news online with one eye open. And two eyes is a story that's got my attention.
Bang.
This one got my attention. I got two eyes open for this one. Because I was trying to figure out if it was a joke. Now, no offense to Matt Agnew, who is apparently, and I believe this is, Leon, jump on your mic. Is it official? Is this the new Bachelor?
It's official this morning. Yeah, it leaked last night and 10 have now confirmed it.
So Australia's new Bachelor is astrophysicist Matt Agnew.
It's going to be compelling viewing.
Now, he's just not what I expected.
Can I have a look at his picture?
Yeah, okay. You have a look
ready?
At it.
Ready? And I'll judge straight away because I'm good at this.
Okay.
So you've got to flip it up.
Okay, ready, Fev? Will this be a successful series of The Bachelor?
Oh, Channel 10's in trouble.
Now, what they've said is, and I like, don't get me wrong.
They're doing what you do in the banger, Boxy. She's trying to tank.
Yeah, she plays a song so she doesn't
have
to play
one. Are
they
trying to get rid of The Bachelor
the next day?
Okay, a couple of things. I want to qualify this because Matt looks like a great guy. In fact, he looks like a wonderful partner. A future partner for somebody who's on the dating scene. He's handsome. He's super smart.
Do you think he's handsome?
Oh, he's a good-looking guy. He's handsome. He's smart. And he's nerdy. And that's quite because nerdy is attractive.
Right.
Like that's. But they are even positioning him as a Sheldon Cooper lookalike. Now, Sheldon Cooper's from The Big Bang Theory.
Right.
Now, he is a couple of things. My observation of this is, and taking away nothing from Matt Agnew, who does look like a great guy and a great catch, I just feel like the heritage of this show, if you go back to the start of it, it was a swarthy bachelor that was you assumed was loaded.
Yeah.
Like, they lived in this massive mansion.
Does this guy have cash?
No.
I don't think so.
He's got none.
I'm not, I don't know, and I haven't seen his bank balance. Cool. But what I'm saying is, and I'm not saying I even agree with the franchise, there are elements of The Bachelor that I find abhorrent, right. That 25 women all fighting for one man and having cat fights. I don't really, I get engaged because I get, I like reality TV, but I also watch it thinking it's gross. Anyway, my point is, so when the show started, even in America, you got this millionaire that was in yachts and living in mansions. And now we all know, no, they just get a punter, a rugby player and pop him in a mansion. And we're all supposed to believe that he's loaded.
Mm-hmm.
But then they went down the path of Sophie Monk, Richie Strawn, a former Bachelorette contestant, famous rugby player.
Oh, the Honey Badger.
The Honey Badger. Now, this is a different direction where they're going back to, this is an ordinary guy.
Yeah, just a dude. You know what he loves, Boxy?
What?
Loves a hike, hitting the gym, and dabbles in a bit of yoga.
And don't get me well, exactly. And that snooze factor that Fev just introduced is my actual concern. I wonder if he's got curb appeal.
Right.
I wonder if you want to tune in to see
Mad
Ag.
Bad boy.
Do you want to see Mad Agnew fall in love on television?
I'll tell you something. I love Mass at the moment. I'm all over it. I love all the villains. Married at First Sight. All the stuff that goes on, the controversy. That's why it rates so highly. He's very similar to a guy that's on the show. He's a nerdy sort of guy. I quite like the guy, but there's no real storyline behind him. He's getting bullied around by his wife, and he just sits there, and I think this is the same sort
of It just doesn't have the oomph that I felt that I wanted from The Bachelor.
Oomph!
Just anyway, good luck to Matt. We hope he finds love, and he seems like a lovely man. And what I think is interesting is that they are going for a nerdy, smart guy. They've said that. He's an astrophysicist. Yes. He's super smart. Now, there are women in there that are going to have to possibly live up to his mental abilities.
Yeah.
And this is an interesting one in relationships. See, I love to ask people, because we did this morning, do you think you're the smarter one in your relationship? And maybe you like to be smarter, or do you like to be with someone smarter than you? Because usually it's very hard to find two.
It's quite easy too. Snooks is a lot smarter than me.
She's sharp, Alex. Yeah.
She's very, very smart.
And I'm a dum-dum, but that's okay.
No. See, you're not as dumb. No, you're a lot of talk about that. You actually are quite smart. You've got a lot of street smarts.
Yeah,
you
street
know
smarts.
What's going on.
When it comes to other smarts.
I mean, there's book smarts and then there's street smarts. I think you're all over the street smarts. But 13, 10, 60, are you prepared to say that you like to be the smart one in the relationship?
Oh, okay.
And this is both genders.
Good topic, Boxy. Okay. I like this.
Are you, because I was trying to, I was thinking, Byron, is this inappropriate for me to ask you? Do you like to be the smart one in the relationship?
I think you gain less from being the smart one. I don't think I've been the smart one, honestly, in any of my major relationships. Oh, the first one.
Why
I hope she's not listening.
Less?
I think I had her covered. But my ex-wife.
Your first one is like a multimillionaire. I think
she does have me covered. You're right.
She's loaded.
I've never been the smart one, Fief, and I think you grow from that. I think you learn, like Fev learns from Alex. I've learned from mine because they're smarter than us.
Right, okay.
You know what I've learned? To let them think that they have the smarts over you.
You know you're talking out loud at the moment.
Oh, I thought we were at a break.
101.9 The Fox.
Now, we were just talking about the new Bachelor has been announced. Matt Agnew, it's an interesting reception, I guess, today because he's not what people would traditionally expect for the Bachelor. Big, hulky, millionaire, sort of that swarthy, good-looking model. Matt is a very good-looking guy, but he's really super smart. He's an astrophysicist, we were just posing the question, do you like to be the smart one in your relationship? Because that can be a real turn on for people, having someone super smart.
They're trying to recreate the Big Bang Theory, Boxy.
Yeah, or Beauty and the Geek.
It had
a little bit about that.
Remember that show? Oh my God. The guy with the red hair. Did he have red hair? What was his name? He was a big sort of fella. He lived in like Hampton.
Do you mean like one of the geeks?
Yeah, one of the geeks.
You expect us to remember one of the geeks? I mean, I'll remember Tim Robards for you, but I'm not remembering one of the 50 geeks.
I used to
geeks.
See him all the time at the same sandwich shop I used to go to.
Shout out to that bloke. By the way, we'll put a picture of this guy who looks like he should be on Beauty and the Geek. At Fifi Fev Byron on our Instagram, there is a picture of the bloke.
There he is. Yeah, and he's great. Don't get me wrong. He is a great guy that will do well. Whether or not the franchise is ready for this sort of twist, change, we're yet to find out. But Christy from Blind Bite. Hi, Christy.
Hi.
Where's Blind Bite?
Near Turin, on the way to Phillip Island.
Oh, no. Oh. How have I've spent my whole life going to Phillip Island.
It's near the worm.
Never seen Blind Bite. Now, Christy, do you like to be the smarter one or in the relationship, or do you prefer to be with someone smarter than you?
Oh, I'm definitely the smarter one.
And how does it work for you, Christy?
So I have a university degree, currently studying an honours. My husband has a year 9 pass and is a labourer, so I like to use that in my benefit, make sure I boast about that, get the kids on board in an argument because mummy's the smart one. It always works for my
family. I cop that all the time.
There we go, thank
you. Mum's so much smarter than you, Dad. And I think Alex quite enjoys it because I'm pretty dumb. But, like, I am. I say some things that she's just like, what? That doesn't even make sense. That's not the right word. It's not the right context.
You've got no filter.
Yeah. I say things and I'm like, I say it and I'm like, oh, I don't think that's right. And then I just sit there and just hopefully it just passes.
It's very cute.
And then she'll look at me and go, what did you say? And I'm like, oh, no, don't worry about it.
Can you record more of those moments? Audrey in Ashwood.
No.
Hey, Audrey.
No, you can't.
Audrey, what do you think? Do you like to be the smart one or do you prefer to be with someone smarter in a relationship?
I prefer to be with someone that's smarter, but in different ways to how I'm smarter. So I'm like a history buff and I like to read books and, you know, study art, all of those really boring, obnoxious things. So if I can find someone that's smarter than me in practical areas such as like math, science, those sorts of things. So my husband's, he's really smart with all things science and planets and all of those things. And I'm just enthralled. Like, I'm like, tell me more.
Oh, that's a nice way of putting it, Audrey. And you just reminded me. I remember
just play
one
Trivial
of,
Pursuit.
Remember one of my relationships, it ended on, I think it was a 2.5 hour drive to Echuca. And he was trying to explain fractions to me. And by the end of that trip, we were pretty much broken up. I don't care.
You were fractured.
Yeah, I don't care.
101.9 The Fox.
Fifi's having a baby.
Congratulations, Fifi.
Oh. Baby number 2. Yeah, she's having a baby.
This is so exciting.
What will her cravings be this time? Fifi's having a baby. We're so happy for you.
Thank you.
How is a little munchkin going in there?
Munchkin's good, feeling movement, kicking, things are happening.
That's exciting.
I don't think it's the kicking that anyone else can feel yet, though, but I feel the movement. And it's funny when you're pregnant and you, in between scans, and I think any expectant mother would feel like this, you just want to make sure, you want the baby to be okay. So I do things to try to get the baby to move.
Yeah, just say, 100%.
And I'm thinking, is this torture? Like, should you do this to?
Because I reckon Snooksy went about a week and a half without feeling anything,
oh,
Alex. And she was
but
then all of a sudden, bang!
Yeah.
She was I think she moved her stomach.
I lie on my stomach just for a few minutes. Yeah. I go, I'll just lie on my tummy, and then I'm just like, and then you just hear this. Turn over.
Roll over, Mum.
What are you doing? But something funny happened the other day. So we went out for dinner for my birthday. Oh. And Mum and I, we went to pick up Trixie from school and we were walking along the street and Mum just stopped for a second and looked at me and I went, oh gosh, what's going to happen here? Like, it was like she was stopping to tell me something. And she just said to me, Fee, your boobs are ginormous. And I just, I didn't expect it from my mum.
Right.
And don't get me wrong.
Well,
now
your mum said it. They are.
I am aware of this. And it's funny, like... obviously, you do put on weight and your boobs do get bigger when you are pregnant, but this is something like next level has happened to me.
Right.
So I had to get refitted for a bra the other day, and I'm an I cup. That's like, so I'm usually pre-pregnancy, double D, occasionally E. E in a sports bra, maybe.
That's a hot air balloon.
Double D.
Two of them.
EFGHI. I've gone up 5 cup sizes.
You're running out of letters.
I'm only in the second trimester.
Do they do a J? Where do you go from here?
I don't know.
Imagine when the milk starts.
Where?
Because the milk doesn't start yet, does
it?
No. When the milk starts.
Well, this is the thing. So I'm worried because when my milk came in with Trixie, I went to an H. And I remember because we left the hospital. I was in hospital. The milk came in.
Okay.
And suddenly it was like my boobs exploded. And I went straight from the hospital to a bra shop because I desperately needed. And they put me in an H. I've just gone past an H and I'm only just in the second trimester.
Oh, boy.
So where on earth is this heading?
It's heading outwards.
I know, but
Every direction.
Hey, Boxy, since Jenny Craig's finished, I'm into a 12B now.
13, 10, 60, though, I did want to speak to any mums who have had a baby. How many cups did you go up?
Like, wow.
I feel like when I next see my obstetrician, Vicky, and if she's listening, she might want to shoot me a text. Is this not, like, that's a
You've
lot
You've gone
of
up
cups.
Five letters.
That's a lot.
Now, don't get me wrong. Sure, I'm having coffee, scrolls and Coke for breakfast. I realise there's weight attached to this, but
if you go into an RST cup.
Does it even go there?
I don't
Where
know.
Does it go?
This is fascinating stuff. 13, 10, 60. So we want the, I mean, you're going to ask, Fev and I'll stay out of it, but the former cup size to the cup size at its maximum.
Yes.
Are they sore?
Did your boobs explode?
Are you uncomfortable?
So sore, Fev. I won't don't, ask you, but if
so
you,
is there a,
if
put
your they hand are down. So hot, they're boiling.
Okay.
It's like
I wonder, do you think that maybe, I'm actually being serious. Mm. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a boob specialist, but, you know. Do you not wear a bra, maybe wear a crop top to let them sit a bit and let them air, like, free? Because they're in a bra, do they get, is that why they're sore?
No. They're so, if I take the bra off, they're just big, hot balloons. They're okay. hot.
Yeah, but you know, like, one
hot.
Of those crop tops that just, so they could just
well,
sit
this,
there
this
instead of being.
This bra, actually, I've taken.
Don't do that.
This is this has no underwire.
Oh, so that's what I mean. Like, the underwire might hurt.
I'm in a maternity bra.
Know. Oh, yeah.
So it's actually pretty safe.
That's safe, yeah.
But it's just, but I'm about to topple over. I can't.
They're safe for like a 14C. They're eye cups.
Okay, let's take a break. 13, 10, 60. 101.9. The Fox. What's your situation, Fief?
Well, I'm clearly pregnant, and a symptom that has popped up this time, which wasn't necessarily as
popped
noticeable.
Popped out, you mean?
Popped out the front, that wasn't as noticeable with Trixie, is that in a space of a few months, my cup size and my breasts has I've gone
skyrocketed.
I've gone up five cup sizes.
Wow.
Do you think
and
that,
I'm only in the second trimester.
So it wasn't like that with Trix?
No, like, so I definitely put on some, like, my boobs got bigger, definitely, but it was when the milk came in with Trixie, I went to an H cup. Right now, I've just gone to an I cup, and milk's not even in yet.
Do you think it has something to do with being a second baby? Because I know Alex got her stomach got a lot bigger with Toby being the fourth pregnancy than all the other kids.
Yeah, maybe.
So it might be just a progression that, because it's their body's used to it, then they go. I don't know.
But and also, Fev, it just makes you think, like, how much, I mean, I'm a short-statured woman. Like, how big can these honestly possibly get? Like, I don't know if they can stretch that much more.
Mate, when we start bouncing you down the street, we know that we don't have to come to work anymore, and we're not far off it.
Chantel in Pakenham. Hi, Chantel.
Hi there. How you going, guys?
Good, Chantel. Now, Chantel, you're a lingerie consultant.
I used to be, yes.
So you would see this with pregnant women, their boobs explode.
Yeah, look, the biggest I've fitted is a G cup.
Wow.
Oh, gosh, I passed that 2 cups ago.
Oh, yeah, good point.
Yeah, you did. Yep. Now, that G cup, it actually fit on my head.
You can fit a head.
But you're 2 cup sizes above a head.
Correct, yeah.
Wow. Gee, that puts it in perspective, doesn't it?
And even, like, I haven't got a sore back yet.
You have a sore, you will.
But I'm 5'2". Like, no, I can't have this.
No, but that seriously could be a problem for your back. Because
you're right.
The weight of a I plus cup would be heavy.
I know
when I get fat in my stomach, I start to get really sore lower back because I'm carrying more weight around.
I'm just worried about where it's going to go. Like, how big can a cup get? Mm. Like, I didn't even know you could get an eye until I went into this cup.
Okay. that glass isn't half full.
Laura from Carrum Downs. Hi, Laura.
Hey, how you going? Love listening to you guys.
Oh, thanks, Laura. You. Can you relate to this? Did your boobs just really develop when you were pregnant?
Yeah, definitely. And my daughter, actually, it's her birthday today. So
happy birthday.
So in the first 3 months, I went up from, I think I started at an F cup and I went up to like a H cup.
Yep.
And then by the time I'd had the baby, I was in an L cup.
L.
L.
So I've got to do my alphabet. So I'm at an I, H, I, J, K, L. I've got three more cup sizes.
Yeah, and I think there's a double J in there as well.
I'm tipping those bras, all their maternity bras, aren't easy to get either.
I ordered these online.
The only place I could find them was the Australian Breastfeeding Association, and they said I was the last cup size before I would have had to get them custom made.
Custom made?
Wow. Oh, mate, if you get the custom made, I want to design it. God, it'd be amazing. Can you please get there?
This might be a niche market, actually.
Yes.
Because, yeah, I had to go online to get these ones because I had to find a cup that was big enough.
Let's get into business.
Thank you for sharing that, Laura. Jerry from Taylor's Lakes. Hey, Jerry.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, good, Jerry. I'm heavy.
I've got a tip for you, see. I'm 5'1".
Yeah.
And when they get rock hard and hot, what you do is you buy a cabbage.
Yeah.
You put the leaves in the freezer. And then you pop them inside your bra and it takes all the heat out of your boob and the cabbage leaf goes limp.
Really?
Really good. Works really well. Okay.
Cold cabbage leaves in... Leon, can we get some cabbages?
That's a great tip. He's ducking down to Coles as we speak.
I just want Mike to get the soundbite of when I get
our
rock
audio
hard.
Guy.
Yeah. When I get rock hard and hot just for a little button press.
Thank you so much for that tip, Jerry. That very, very helpful, Jerry. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
Well done, Jerry. Actually works because I remember when you get sunburned and really bad, you can stick lettuce underneath your eyes, like chilled lettuce, and it takes away the burn.
Okay.
Yeah, so it is
and
a really
it swell, and it doesn't swell.
Well, I'll
so
do it.
Be the same as your
boob. And I'll keep you updated with how they're growing.
Can you let us know when you get to a custom? And then we might be able to get...
When I get out,
101.9 The Fox. The Fox.
We've got these books, Byron, and you had your headphones on then, and she's just going through this book. It's about Toby.
It's so cute.
Totes Books, and it's all about me. She's looking at little baby Toby and she's like, she's the cutest baby I've ever seen. My God, she's so cute. And I said, yeah. She goes, she looks like me when I was a baby.
Okay. I'm going to preface that by saying, firstly, I said she's the cutest baby. And then I said she looks so much like Alex there, didn't I?
But then you said,
she doesn't look like you. She looks like Alex. And then I just went, I feel like I had those sort of eyes when I was a baby. Anyway, she's absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, just as cute as Faith. Very, very cute.
Hey, guys, you know how we're in the spirit of saving things on this show?
And
we're yet to save anything. And this one, look, it seems far out of our reach. Firstly, it's in a different state.
Oh, dear.
Whoa.
But, guys, there is only one surviving Blockbuster store left on planet Earth.
What?
Oh, I thought you were going to say footy show member.
No, that
was me.
I think that is you. I think you are the last surviving footy show member. One Blockbuster left on the planet Earth. It's in Perth.
It's in the
Perth suburb of Morley. So look, I'm tempted for nostalgic reasons to save this. Like, we should fight for a Blockbuster store. I remember in the 90s,
Perth.
When I was... you know, a teenager and I wanted, I remember going to the Blockbuster on Chapel Street in South Yarra and it was about three stories. It was about a block and it was Blockbuster, amazing. It was the biggest, remember Heather Locklear used to do the ad?
That's right. We had one at Fountain Gate or Narre Warren. There was a big Blockbuster. We used to always get in there and you'd hire, school holidays you'd get because they'd have five DVDs for $10 or something, school holidays.
Yeah.
And you could get a PlayStation game as well. So you'd hire the PlayStation game because we didn't have any money, so you couldn't buy it. So
Console? You could hire the console as well?
No, I had the console, but you'd just hire the game. And you'd sit there for 2 weeks trying to clock it because you knew you had to take it back. You'd just be all over it.
And remember you'd go to video stores and you'd want the latest release and they were all out and they would have those tickets in?
That's right.
Yeah. And you'd go, you'd go up to the desk and they'd say... they haven't returned it yet, so that's overdue. You'd be like, you.
Oh, I know.
But I'd always be like.
That was a real, growing up, we had video stores and you'd go and hire videos. That was your night,
Friday
night.
Thing, the Blockbuster little keyring thing or your card. I used to love Barnacle Bills and that went into administration. Is that what it's called?
I don't know what you're talking
about.
When
they go back,
Barnacle
Bill was like a seafood place.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
okay.
It was like a drive-through. It was like a pizza hut. Smorgasbord, And there was only one left, and it was in Adelaide.
Yeah.
And it was on the way to the airport. So I used to always, on the way from the airport or to the airport, pop into Barnacle Bill's.
How did you get it?
Like a prawn cocktail chips.
Did Barnacle Bill's have the best seafood?
Oh, it was awful.
Yeah.
Because
that's not the point.
It's why they're not around anymore.
Now, okay, with only one surviving Blockbuster store left on the planet over in Perth, we were talking about this earlier, and we are going to ask a question that falls into this category.
One question.
Are you in labour right now?
Are you a billionaire?
Did three sisters marry three brothers?
Are you Amish?
Do you have a panic room?
Have you been abducted by aliens?
Have you married an object?
Have you died?
All we need is one caller.
We got
one! We only need one person to ring and answer this question. Do you still use video stores?
Oh, good luck.
And we're not talking, Boxy, about the ones out front of Coles, like the vending machine.
No. You're going to...
Walking into
a video store. Yeah, because I believe there is still one in St Kilda. Is that right,
An Leon? Actual video store?
Yeah, I think there's one of those little boutique ones you can rent from.
Leon, that's the X Club you're going there, mate.
It's a different place. One caller needs to say, yes, I still use video stores in 2019.
I remember, I think it was a Blockbuster just, oh no, it was Video Easy.
See, Video Easy?
Oh, they're old school.
Yeah, but I remember I used to have one, I would have been 5 years ago on the corner of where I live.
Mm-hmm.
And they had like a Ben and Jerry's ice cream thing as well. And I used to just go in for ice cream.
I think they started doing value deals, didn't they, with the ice cream and the videos?
Yeah, I was more disappointed about the ice creams leaving than the videos.
I think we might struggle, Boxy, because with Netflix, Stan, Apple, Foxtel...
Anyone still going into video stores?
This could be the end of the segment. 131060 is our number. We will hopefully come back to at least one call next.
1019.
The Fox.
The Fox.
One question.
Are you in labour right now?
Are you a billionaire?
Did three sisters marry three brothers?
Are you Amish?
Do you have a panic room?
Have you been abducted by aliens?
Have you married an object?
Have you died?
All we need is one caller.
We got one!
We got one. We have asked the question, have you or do you still frequent a video store? I was just thinking how ironic. Remember back in, I think it was the 80s, that song Video Killed the Radio Star?
Yeah.
Here we are, radio, I mean, let's not say stars, we're radio broadcasters.
We're all here.
And we're talking about how videos have just died. The last Blockbuster in Australia's closed down. We killed the videos, guys. Well done.
Radio killed the video star.
Anyway, I'm surprised to hear that maybe we may have someone on the line because I didn't think anyone was going to video stores anymore.
Use one?
We got one!
Got one. Cassie from Rye. Cassie, have you
Good
got
morning.
A...
Good morning.
Do you have a video store nearby?
We do. We have one in Rosebud.
Oh, excellent. And is it a Video Easy?
It's a Video Easy.
See, I'd see that as being smart, Cass, because a lot of people holiday down there, so therefore they don't have the internet or the Foxtel to run through when they stay. So they go to the video store and hire videos.
Now,
very good.
When was the last time you went, Cass, and what did you hire?
I went to go and hire the original Mary Poppins because we had just been to the movies to see the new one.
That's a great idea.
They were all out.
Oh, wow.
Video stores are hot.
You don't expect that with Mary Poppins, Julie Andrews from 1964.
Geez, you'd be flat, wouldn't you?
Oh, hang on.
Then she went up to the counter and said, oh, when's this due back? It's been missing for 20 years.
Would you believe it, guys?
We got one!
Another one. Debbie in Torquay, another holiday destination.
Oh, right. Yep.
Debbie, when did you last go to a video store?
I actually went last week.
Oh,
get
wow.
out, Debbie. What did you get? What did you hire?
Well, they're not in Torquay, and I'm not that desperate, but I did actually go to Swan Hill, where I visit frequently, and got the Breaker-Upperers.
That's a new, isn't that a new movie?
Hang on. Were you going to Swan Hill anyway, or did you just go up for the video?
Yeah, no, I totally went to the video. I see family up there.
Oh, great.
Yeah, so last little, independent one up there.
How nice.
Yeah.
What's the place called, in case anyone's in Swan Hill?
Oh, it's called Family Video Land in Campbell Street.
Oh, nice.
I love that Deb went to see her family and hired a video and watched it by herself.
I know. We've got two calls. We didn't even expect one call.
Kidding.
Margaret from Richmond. Hi, Margaret.
Hello. How are you?
Good. Margaret. When did you get a video from a store last?
We got one. We have movie night every Saturday with the kids, so we got Men in Black last Saturday.
I love it. It's a little ritual. You go to the video shop every weekend?
Every Saturday, yep.
Do you have an old-school video player, or do you just put in a PlayStation?
We pop it in the PlayStation, to be honest.
The DVD.
It's the Xbox.
There we go.
Margaret, you've got me all... I love that. What a great... Because that was a real... That's nostalgic. I used to do that. Dad, on the weekends,
we'd go to
Video Easy or Blockbuster and get a video. And now your kids just sit there on an iPad and watch something.
Everyone's watching different screens.
What a shame. I like the family doing things together like that.
Why don't we do a video night?
That's a great idea.
Us.
Thanks for your call.
Oh, we'll do the video now.
Margaret, what's that store called, Margaret? It's obviously not a Blockbuster, because we know there's only one Blockbuster left on planet Earth. What's that store in Richmond called?
Picture Search on Swan Street in Richmond.
Picture Search. There we go. These places actually exist.
It.
Who knew?
1964, Nike was... invented.
Oh, there we go. Fair.
Thank you very much.
Otis Davis wore the first pair of Nike shoes.
Great to know.
He went on to win 2 gold medals, and I watched...
Was he a runner?
Yes, he was, obviously. Hey. Same as Nike. It's a runner.
No, you said gold medal. He could have done anything. Yeah. Javelin.
Pole vault.
I mean, I just guessed decisions. A runner.
Anyway, so that's a little bit of history.
Thank you for the history
Nike
lesson there.
Origin.
Fernando's, the home of Peri Peri Chicken.